Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What does Nickelodeon and Disney have in common? Well, that would be our guest, Amar Wooten. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Like forever.
Oh, MJ, man. MJ.
I know.
Life changing.
I just want to sit here and listen.
I know.
Hey everyone, welcome to After Buzz. Na, 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 na.
Sing it.
And to another Spotlight On interview. I'm your host, Tammy Govea, and we are so happy to have Amar Wooten here with us today.
Thank you.
What's
up?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're super excited to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to go out the gate with your fun, amazing new show. Fairly new. I mean, it aired in February, right?
Yeah.
So it's Nickelodeon's Night Squad.
Yeah.
Just have to say kudos to the writers because when I was researching it, I'm like, Night Squad, like N-I-G-H-T, right? I'm like, Night Squad, that sounds kind of serious, like, what? Like, Nickelodeon? Like, what is that about? And then when I found it, I'm like, oh my God, that's so clever.
Yeah.
Night Squad.
They're very clever people.
So tell us a little bit about the show, especially, you know, for people who haven't seen the show or aren't familiar with it. Mm-hmm. What's it about? And
well, it's set on teens and how they are training to become knights, basically. So they're going to knight school, and we're all in different squads. Like, I am a part of the Phoenix Squad, and I play the character Warwick. And it's funny because Warwick, he's like an overly ambitious guy who he doesn't quite have the skills to back up his confidence, but he doesn't let that stop him, which I love. And you also get to learn that Warwick has magical powers on the show.
Seriously, that was my favorite episode.
Yes, that was so funny.
Where you kind of discovered that you had powers and you would be able to reach into the pictures. And
yeah, I was like, I didn't want to like tell everybody. I don't even think my family knew. My little brother, I don't think he knew. Well, now he probably does know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Spoil it. No. Yeah, but it was really cool to be able to pull stuff out of paintings, especially cake.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking of that scene where you guys are on the couch and you're just, like, covered in cake. And then, like, this sugar coma.
It was real cake. We ate it.
Was it really?
Yeah, like, that's why during the scene, me and Owen, who plays Ark on the show, we were actually eating the cake.
Oh, my God. Did you get sick?
No.
I would probably get sick.
Oh, it was so good. I enjoyed it a little too much. I was like, oh, my gosh. It was all in my hands. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I ate it.
You guys,
and then they kept it.
You guys look like you're having a really good time.
Yes, we are. We were, yeah.
So you're the Phoenix. That's the squad. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I know there's like a nemesis.
Yeah, the Kraken squad.
The Kraken squad.
Yeah, Kraken.
Those two actresses, those two girls.
Yeah, Little My Savannah.
Oh my gosh. The girl's like,
Savannah.
She's like, it's beside you. She's my favorite.
Oh, no, she's hilarious.
She's hysterical.
She's my favorite. She's so funny.
She is so funny.
She's like that. Well, she's not like super.
Does she sound like that in real life?
Not all the way. I mean, you have to get her in that mood. Like, she'll laugh like that.
Okay.
But other than that, she's more laid back a little bit. But then at times, she could be like, like that.
She turns it on. She cracks me up every single time.
She's funny. She's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
What's one of your favorite things about being on this show?
I would
it's
say
it's pretty different from what you've done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had magical powers ever. But I think my favorite would probably be the stunts and everything that
we
did.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I was just going to bring that up because I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it'd be more story based and I kind of figured there'd be adventure because of knight, you know, wanting to be a knight.
Yeah.
But you guys do a lot of stunts.
Yeah, signing up for the show, I didn't know we would be doing this much, but I'm like, I'm enjoying it. It's so fun.
Well, I want to show, I want to pull up a clip.
Yeah.
Of some of the stuff that, that you've done.
Cool.
Look at this. We got Insta.
Hey. That's Billy. Billy was so cool.
He's a sun guy?
Yeah. He was there for the final weeks of our shooting. He was so nice and so cool. Whew. This is my favorite part right here.
Were you like, Slay!
Oh my gosh. I love that part. Oh my gosh.
Were you wearing the knee pads?
Yeah, I was wearing knee pads. I literally was just doing it just because of that. He practiced 8 times just because of that.
That's like a concert move. The whole sliding on the knees too.
Yeah.
You have to remember that.
And in this, I was so mad. I was like, oh, man.
Cut.
I was like, oh, man, I messed up. We were doing it so many times, and I was just basically focusing on the slide. Like, that's all. Then I was like, wow, I totally forgot the move. And then we ended it.
So was, funny, was he in charge of the stunts for the whole season, or do you have different people?
We had our wonderful stunt coordinator, Josh Tessier. On set, don't let him hear me say that.
No.
Though. Oh my gosh. No.
Because you're ass on him.
Yeah, he's
no. You should know how good he is.
No, he's hilarious. He's really cool. But we had, Josh. He was our stunt coordinator for the entire season.
So that thing that you had,
yeah,
is it a sword? Like when you actually did the episode, or were you using that
during that episode?
Or should we say
it's. We're using staffs, I will say.
Okay.
That is story-based, though, which is why I'm using the staff.
Okay.
Yeah. But something happens with the staff, and I have to use a staff. Yeah, yeah.
And you said this was for the last episode?
Yeah, this is for the last episode.
Okay, so you were kind of used to doing stunts by this point.
Yeah,
so
I'm
whatever
used
they were
to,
throwing
yeah.
at you, you were like, okay, let's go for it.
Yeah, I was happy. I mean, I got used with a sword, because we basically, during the first weeks of shooting, we had, I think, like maybe 2 weeks, and then we just did stunt training and everything like that. So back then, I was kind of used to it back then.
Yeah.
Like with the sword, and we used swords. We trained with staffs, swords, and flips and stuff like that. But we also trained with harnesses too.
I was going to say, you must have been connected
different.
To something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I was not connected to the harness, I would tell you that. Oh my gosh, that was, whew. That
was
crazy.
Was that the scariest part? Was that like the scariest thing to do?
It was. I mean, it wasn't scary. It just hurt, like being
in it.
It
was uncomfortable.
It's like a corset.
Yeah.
Basically, so I'm wearing it for hours.
Well, now you know how we feel.
Yeah. Oh, I know how you feel. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry
Not
for
that
you
we
guys.
We really wear them anymore, but
yeah.
you know, on
I
occasion.
I mean, waist trainers and stuff like that. If girls have to do that. Yeah. I feel so bad. Oh my gosh, that was not good. I hated it, but it was funny though, because I know in one of the episodes. I think it was Knighting Shining Armor Day, and Prudence has to pick me up, and I'm wearing a harness.
Oh my gosh.
And then she's picking me up, and then we're going in a circle. That was funny. That was funny. We were in sequins at the time, yeah. Which I loved. I love sequins. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it was cool.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things about the show is the stunts.
Yes.
So, and that's good to know.
Yeah.
You know, because you are literally action hero in training.
Yeah.
Right?
Feels good.
It feels good.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all have that in us to just like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they prepped you to feel safe.
Yeah. They always made like a big deal. Plus, it's Nickelodeon, so they always want to make a big deal about feeling safe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was a safe environment and stuff like that. So it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I felt safe.
The people they have to catch Knife Squad. So you wrapped... The first season,
yeah,
like
we
a few
wrapped,
weeks ago, right?
Or no, we wrapped last week, last Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you don't know what to do with yourself now.
Yeah, no, I'm just going with the flow now. I'm going with the flow.
And season two is going to...
We're hoping.
You're hoping?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed?
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
It's a good following, though.
Yeah, I mean, people seem to really like the show, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a good response.
Yeah.
Like I've been following on Insta and Twitter and
yeah.
people are really liking it.
Yeah, people really support it, which I is so thank you.
Right?
So much.
Yeah. It's like having a party and hoping people show up.
Yeah. And a lot of people came to show up, so I'm glad.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Because it's a really
crossed.
Great show.
Thank you.
Wanna talk a little bit, so we'll stay on the Nickelodeon train. Like you also did an original film.
Uh-huh.
With them, Splitting Atom.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
like 2 years ago or like 2015?
Yeah, it came out in 2015, yeah.
Okay, so that was your first film?
That was my first Nickelodeon one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, back then. My first film was Step Up to the Streets.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was it?
That was fun. Step Up to the Streets was fun, and Splitting Atom was fun as well, yeah.
Now, you played Sheldon.
Yes, Sheldon.
he was a quirky little character.
Yeah, he was
Sheldon.
Quirky. He was quirky, and he was, I guess, kind of like he had leadership to him, which was kind of cool to me. I mean, he's different than Warwick. I'll say that for sure.
How?
Well, Warwick is mainly like I said, overly ambitious, and he's really out there. Sheldon is mainly, I guess, to himself, and he mainly was the planner for the little squad that they had on Splitting Atom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is Warwick more like you, do you think? Or
I for every character I use elements of myself. Warwick, he's kind, I mean, I'm not as out there as he is, and he's not really afraid to show what he thinks. And for me, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to tell y'all my thing. Right. I don't want to say it.
So is it kind of freeing then to be able to play this character that's just like, I'm putting it out there? And
yeah, it's very freeing. Yeah, it's very freeing. I mean, I'm able to just do what I can't do in real life and just do it on set.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the fun. It's like,
yeah, that's the fun
of playing pretend.
Yeah.
Like being in a big sandbox.
Yeah, I know. Right? It's cool. It's fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you like film? I mean, it's different mediums, you know, film and TV. They're very different.
Yeah.
Do you prefer one?
I mean,
is one faster than the other, like pace wise?
It's weird because I've done films, and being on Night Squad, it's weird because we've been shooting since, well, we first started, we shot the pilot back in 2016, but then we came back to shooting last year in October. And it's like, we went fast. Like, it's April already. So, I don't know. I would say, well, filming, of course, is probably, it depends on the movie. But I would say filming probably is faster. But when you're having fun, it goes fast.
Time flies.
Yeah. So, it depends. It depends.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And it means it's working. When you're not conscious of the time.
Yeah.
And you don't really have to call it a job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's just that generic feeling of, you know, having a job.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got to go here.
Exactly.
Yeah. For Night Squad, no, I didn't feel like that at all. I mean, I remember going to Halloween Horror Nights with, like, everybody, and then now it's April. It's like,
I know.
Whoa, oh, my gosh.
Times only go by faster.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yes.
talk a little bit about working on Liv and Maddie, Cali Style. What was that experience like? Because that was a super popular franchise, you know, that show.
Yeah.
So stepping into that, was that the last season of it?
Yeah, season four. It was fun. I remember we shot that back in, I think, 2016.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was really fun. I still talk to everyone to this day. It's really fun.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like on Night Squad, and when I saw a little bit of the Liv and Maddie stuff, everybody's got a really good rapport.
Yeah.
Like, you all just kind of get along really easily and just kind of... Do you play pranks? Like,
yes.
Do you really? Is it that kind of environment?
I know with Liv and Maddie, I remember me and Tenzing. And Tenzing was actually on the Night Squad as well. Me and Tenzing, we used to prank Joey. I remember we had, like, silly string, and then we went into his dressing room, and then we sprayed it all over
my
his
God.
Dressing room. He hated us. He was so mad. He was like, okay, I'm going to get you guys back. So he got us back. We were in school, right? And then we didn't know anything of it. It was the exact same day. I don't even get how he knew it was us. He came into the school room, got us in our face.
Oh, my God.
And then he sprayed Tenzing down. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
No, that's not caught anywhere, right? Like, on camera or anything?
No.
That's all behind
the scenes.
I'm glad
it wasn't. Oh, gosh. It was so much silly string. But for Night Squad, no, we did play a lot of more pranks. I mean, it wasn't a serious or silly string, but we used to do, like, little things. We would always try to scare each other every single week.
Do you scare easy?
Me? No. Danny,
Who's a scaredy cat?
It depends. It's a tie between Danny and Savannah. Okay. Danielle and Savannah. Yeah, it's a tie because Danny, it's like You got to get her at the right moment. Savannah would be like, oh my gosh, and then like get super scared and jump. Danny's like, oh my gosh, and then get a little mad. And then you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't care.
I know. Exactly.
But it's so funny. She does the same thing to us, and then she films it and puts it on Instagram. So it's whatever.
That's great. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Because you guys are already having fun doing the show.
Yeah.
And then to just kind of continue it.
Yeah, like
that's
offset.
That's so great. Yeah.
It's fun.
Talk a little bit about, okay, so you're 17.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, you can say you've grown up in the business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's not typical.
Yeah.
So you started, what, commercial stuff?
Yeah, I started doing commercials.
When you were a wee
child. Yeah, when I would say 3 years old, yeah. Three, four.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Started doing all of this.
You don't have memories of that, do you? Like some people say, oh, I remember when I was one and,
yeah,
you know, the apple fell.
I mean,
fell.
They're definitely lying. I don't know. But for me, I do for the big commercials that I used to do, I remember. I know when I went to school back in D.C., Washington, D.C., I remember that kids used to call me the Chuck E. Cheese kid because I used to do Chuck E. Cheese commercials.
Okay.
Yeah, so I remember that for sure because people would chase me around. So that's in my brain forever. I know I did a Clorox commercial, too. It's like all the commercials that I've done, it's something big that happens in them that makes me remember them forever.
Yeah.
Like for Clorox, I remember it was like a water gun fight. But instead of water, we use like fruit punch and soy sauce and different things like that. So it was like a very fun, dirty commercial and everything like that. So we use that, and to this day, I will never have soy sauce ever again.
Oh, no.
I hate it now. I just couldn't. It messed it up for me. It messed it up. But, yeah, different things like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't remember particularly every single thing, but I remember most of, like, the things that I've done. Yeah, most of the commercials.
Talk about, so this is in Washington,
mm-hmm.
right? So moving out to... Did you move right out to California?
No, I moved.
What was the journey?
I moved back in 2012. So I moved in like the summer of sixth grade. So I was staying in Washington, D.C. back home. And then I moved out here. Me and my mom, we drove out here from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles. And
oh,
then
my God. Talk about memories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
big memories.
That's amazing.
Big memories. Yeah. It was an adventure for sure. Those 3 days on the road, it was really cool. We didn't really know. I mean, like we came over here, we didn't really know what we would do, what would happen. But my mom, she believed in me. And then we came over here and then we were only planning to stay here for maybe, I would say 5 months. Now it's almost 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So did you have a job to come out to in California, or you guys just thought, you know what, we're going to give LA a shot and kind of see where it goes?
We just gave LA a shot.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that's brave.
Yeah.
That's brave.
Yeah.
Because this business is crazy.
Yeah. I
right?
mean, it's a crazy business.
It's cuckoo
business.
For Cocoa Puffs.
Yes.
It really is.
It is. But yeah, we didn't know. Like I said, my mom believed in me. So we were just like, let's try it and let's see how we do with it. And then let's see. And then bam. I remember that year I got 2 commercials, I remember, and we were like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then we were still like, okay, we're still going to leave after like 4 more months. Then I got something else, and then something else, and then something else. So we were like, okay, maybe we should stay over here a little longer. Yeah.
What is it, what's changed for you? Because it's a different mentality when you go into the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, now you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
And you've been working.
Yeah.
What are some of the lessons that you've kind of learned and kind of are going to continue taking with you? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you worked with some really amazing, supportive people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned to always, I've learned to like do this because I love it. I know that's an important lesson because being over here 5 years, it's like, and plus from Washington, D.C., it's 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
So, from L.A. So, I learned that I actually do love this business, and I actually really want to continue doing this business or being in this business. I learned that. Then I also learned to never give up. as cheesy as it may sound,
no,
I learned
no,
to
I
never
totally
give
get
up.
It.
Like, because there were times where I maybe was like, oh, I don't really know if I could do this. I don't know if I could stay over here. And then my mom might have been like, oh, I don't know. And we, like, sometimes had differences, but we were just like, let's keep doing it and let's see. And then, like I said, it just kept going. So it was at the lowest points where we were like, well, we don't really know at all what's going to happen. And then we didn't know what would happen next. And then, bang, different things like Splitting Atom came out. And, yeah. And different shows that I was on, and Living Maddie, just stuff like that. And then we were like, okay, finally, this stuff is rolling again. So, yeah.
I think it's important. I mean, you hit the nail on the head about loving what you do.
Yeah.
And like you said, when you tell people that,
yeah,
they kind of look at you like, you know, they get the roll in the eyes.
Yeah, you have to.
They think it's, I don't know, maybe they think it's a luxury to feel that way.
Yeah.
But when you're in the hard times,
yeah,
that's the only thing you can hold on to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's your passion. You know what your passion is. You know what gets you jazzed.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of keeps you going.
Yeah.
And kind of keeps you motivated.
Yeah, it kept me motivated for sure.
What is it that you love about the business?
I love, it's like, growing up in the business, it's like, it's my life, basically.
It's kind of all you know?
Yeah, it's like all I know. I mean, I did like different things. Like back in DC, I know I did sports, a lot of sports. I did theater and different things like that. But acting, it's just something that I've always wanted to do. Even when I was younger, like 3 years old, I didn't really know what acting was. I was just doing it.
Right.
But as I grew older, I was just like, okay, this is really something that I want to do. And I learned, okay, I just want to do this for as long as I can, basically.
Are you studying? Is that something that...
I mean, thing is with me, I don't really study acting, like, book-wise. I study acting TV-wise.
Right.
That's how I learned. Like, for different roles that I've had, even for Warwick, Living Maddie, Splitting Atom, stuff like that, I watch the TV, and I watch characters on TV, and I learn from them.
And you know what? Honestly, I mean, I'm all for studying, because it's just... It's something different.
Yeah.
You know, when people say they study here, they study there, I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
It's just something new and it works different set of muscles.
Yeah.
But the practical experience is the best classroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can study acting in the classroom for 20 years.
And then you can study acting on a set.
And being on a set's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah.
It's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah.
And watching people, that's kind of part of being an actor. It's like you're a professional people watcher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. As weird as it may sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I love people watching.
Yeah.
Because they always surprise you.
Yeah. You never really know. It's like studying different people, how they act. Like, I know there's an actor called Stephen Amell on the show that I love called Arrow. And it's like something that he always does. He always does something in the scene whenever he's like at a loss for words. He'll always look up and then he'll be like, like, he doesn't know what to say. And I even do that. Like, I did that on the show and different shows that I've been on. It's like I watch and then I take what they do and then put it into me. It's cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you're always inspired.
Yeah.
You know, because you can kind of just binge a certain actor.
Yeah.
And just kind of feed on that. And
the
question, like, how did they do that?
Yeah.
Or like, what's going
on? What motivated them?
Yeah.
Stuff
or, you know,
that.
Like, and it's amazing to watch people, because I've seen it in your work and in the cast. Like, you know, when someone isn't in the moment, because there's kind of this glazed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I know.
Like, they're not really there. Like, they're either thinking about their lines or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you are really in it, like, there's stuff going on in the eyes.
Yeah.
And when you're watching the great actors, like, there's always something going on behind in their heads, and you can read it.
Yeah.
Which is so amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because with all of our cast members, they all do the same thing as well. Like, they always have something going on, which I love. I love to be a part of, like, a cast that actually is, like, they want the work to be super amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, blessed to be a part of this cast anyways. But I know with us, we... It's funny because we even make fun of each other, too. We're like, okay, what were you even thinking about? Because, like, if someone's mad... We're like super mad, and then they're like, what are you thinking about? So it's like we do different things like that and we make fun of each other.
You dig deep down.
Yeah, it's like I think about my hamster, he died. It's like stuff like that.
Besides acting, are there other things that you're thinking you might want to try?
I know dancing. I mean, like, not like going on tour or anything like that, but I know I dance as well. And music. Music is something that I want to do as well.
Singing?
Probably something. I mean, I'm not going to say singing all the way, not like Justin Timberlake or anything like that. Or Michael Jackson. Nothing like that. You can't be MJ. But probably something, poetry probably. And then maybe turn it into, I don't know, maybe spoken word. I don't know.
Do you write?
Yeah, I do. I do write on my spare time, yeah.
That's great. Do you journal or is it just kind of...
I mean, on the go, I do. I write it on my phone and then I also do journal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny because really people don't handwrite anymore.
No,
and when
I mean, I do have to handwrite,
it's like this, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, and then speaking of that, does anyone even do cursive anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't.
I mean,
I
they
don't
used to
remember
teach
how to
that
do
in
it.
School.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I used to do it when I was like in second grade.
And my mother had the most beautiful writing.
Yeah.
You know, just that cursive. And now it's chicken scratch.
Yeah. I don't know how to do cursive. It's crazy.
Well, I love that, you know, because when you're in the business and you've had time in the business, mm-hmm. and you can watch, you know, you can watch directors, you can watch the writers, you mm-hmm. can watch the production people,
yeah.
and you get inspired.
Yeah.
It's like, And then there are actors that, no, acting is it.
Yeah.
That's all I want to focus on.
Yeah.
So it's interesting people's journey.
Yeah.
And what inspires them.
I mean, you never really know, like, maybe tomorrow I could be on a set and then see a director and be like, huh, that was interesting.
It's called growth, right?
Yeah. Like, you never really know. You never really know what you want to do. I mean, there's so many options anyways being in this business. There's so many things that you can do. Like, I might, tomorrow, like I said, I could be a director. I could be a producer. I could be a writer. You never really know. It's like I could be inspired by anybody.
I know.
Yeah. And that's the thing about LA as well. You could be inspired by anybody.
And there's people are doing everything, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just TV and film. There's, you know, digital. There's web. There's there's creativity everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
It's super exciting and accessible.
Cool. Yeah. It's helpful. That's for sure. Yeah.
I remember watching Night Squad. It's a funny show.
Thank you.
Like, so is comedy something that you like, or do you prefer drama, or?
I mean, I love comedy. I mean, my family is a comedic family. Like, we're always slinging jokes and stuff like that, but I do actually want to do drama. Like, I know Criminal Minds, I did that, and that was one of my, I would say I've gotten taste of drama, like on different roles and stuff like that, but for Criminal Minds, that was an entirely different world. It gave me a new light on drama, and that was really cool to experience.
You know, they say comedy is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, people say that. It's weird. I think drama is the hardest.
Because it comes so naturally to you, probably.
Yeah.
But for some people who, if they have, you know, they do the drama thing, mm-hmm. and that's what comes naturally.
Yeah.
Comedy is a whole other, like.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really know with comedy. I don't know. I feel like, because I watch different people from just comedians or just people on Nick, like how they do their lines. And I don't know, as the years went by, I've learned how people want things. Like Nickelodeon, I know how they want their jokes and stuff like that. So I process it and then I try to do it their way, but in my own way.
There's like a pacing to it, or there's like a timing.
Yeah, you have to have
right?
timing, especially.
Yeah, that's the thing with
timing
comedy.
Timing is everything with comedy.
Everything.
Yes.
And you guys are like...
Yeah, we're on it then.
You are on it.
Comedy. Then you got to be super sad, and then it's drama, then it's comedy. And that's hard to do. And then I feel like the cast does it great.
Do you do a lot of rehearsal, or...?
Yeah, we rehearse Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we rehearse.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And then Thursday, Friday, we shoot.
That's great.
Yes.
Because then by the time you shoot it, you're more comfortable.
Yeah.
You're more comfortable in it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
Who do you want to work with? Who are you looking forward to working with in your journey?
I want to work with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
I was just watching Jumanji today.
I haven't seen it.
I
want to see it. My mom saw it.
You have to see it.
I want to see it so bad.
It's a fun adventure.
Yeah, it seems fun.
And talk about chemistry.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Man, I want to see it so bad. Why I heard it was super good. I heard, but I'm gonna probably try to watch it on like on demand.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Because I know it is.
Why them? Like, what is it?
I feel like. Because watching them, not even on their Instagrams and stuff like that, but because you can't really tell with Instagram, but it's just something about them, their work ethic and everything that they've accomplished and how they still remain humble to this day. Yeah. That's something that I look like up to.
Yeah, I agree.
It's something, it's just, I don't know, it's different than me, to me. I know, like with different people, I mean, there's humble people all around, but it's just, accomplishing what they've accomplished and then just being like super nice. That's something that I want to aspire to be.
You already are.
Thank you.
You're a nice guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's so great. I'm looking forward to seeing that happen.
Thank
Do you know
you.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's important to have goals.
Yeah.
And to have that, I don't know, people use vision boards or, you know what I mean? And just like, This is who I want to work with.
Yeah.
Because you kind of know inside that you resonate.
Yeah.
With that energy, like with Kevin Hart's energy or with The Rock's energy.
Yeah.
And you kind of can see it.
Yeah.
Like you can see yourself working with them.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know on some level that you guys, there's a similarity. It's weird because it's not like you know them.
Yeah, it's not like
them?
I know
okay,
them
so it's not like
at
you
all.
Know
I don't
them.
Have them on speed dial at all, but I just feel like,
not yet.
Like, yeah. What's up? No, but I just feel like, I don't know. It would just be so funny to just work with Kevin Hart and then going like, just back and forth, like banter. That would be funny to me.
You have to be comfortable in your skin to do that.
Yes, because he can roast
you.
Because
he's like the master.
Yes, he's good. He's good. We got to see, Kevin. Hit me up.
Okay. You heard it here, guys. I think the gauntlet has been dropped. Is that the word?
Yes. Hit me up, Kevin. What's up?
What's up? Yeah. You can call me too. But call.
Oh, yeah.
So before we wrap up, I wanted to, I came up with a little game.
All right. I love games.
Okay. So I got like inspired and creative, like
doing
my homework on you.
All right.
So the game is called, what's it called? Who Would It Be? Okay.
All right.
So
who would it be?
Who would be better at playing video games? Warwick or Amar?
Oh, Amar. Amar, Warwick. I mean, they didn't even have video games back then, so he's probably like, "What is this?" So actually, that was a trick question. Amar, I almost said Warwick too. Yeah, Amar.
Okay, all right. Who would win World of Dance, Warwick or Amar?
Warwick has some clean moves. I would say Amar.
Really?
Say Amar. Yeah. No, actually, no. I would say Warwick because Warwick can use a spell to make himself.
He's got that magic thing.
Yeah,
going
he
on.
Has the magic, so it's unfair to me. I wish I
but
had.
But you
magic.
Love to dance.
Yeah, I love to dance.
You love to dance.
Yes.
So Amar's got that or Warwick?
I would. Man,
you know you want to give it to Amar. You know
I
you
do.
Know.
I just don't want to say Amar for every single question. No, I'm gonna say Amar.
Okay,
forget it.
Good.
I'm gonna say Amar.
Who would be Flash or Arrow's greatest sidekick?
Oh, Warwick.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He has a magic thing, and plus, it's in that element anyways. Amar, I can't do anything. Someone has a gun. Help.
Bye-bye.
I'm done. Bye. I don't know what to do. Warwick can actually use a spell, do something, and then do something really flashy.
No, that's... Maybe. You want to get on those shows, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that like
Yes.
Such a good show.
The Flash. And I actually met Grant Gustin a few months ago at KCA's.
Did you?
Yes. He's so nice. He's pretty tall, too. I was like, hi, how are you doing? But no, he's really nice. He was like, how are you? And
oh
I was
God.
Like, oh my gosh, he's stuttering a little bit. This is so cool. And then he was like, yeah, my name's Grant. I was like, I know who
like,
you are.
I know who you are.
I know
exactly.
who you are, dude. But he was really cool. He was nice.
How did you meet him again? Where were you?
KCA's. Okay. Nickelodeon's KCA's, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So did you talk about the show or
no,
like,
it was,
what did you
it
talk
was
about?
Quick. Because we were on the red orange carpet. We were on the orange carpet and we were doing different interviews. And then also John Cena met him too.
Oh my gosh.
After Grant Gustin. That was super cool.
Wow.
He's huge, his hand. Goodness. But yeah, Grant Gustin, I met him and then It was like a quick encounter. Then I saw him walk off, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just met Grant Gustin. Me and Savannah Buttercup, that plays Buttercup, yeah. we met him.
What an adrenaline so cool. kick.
It was cool. Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, he's right there. Oh my gosh, it was crazy.
That's awesome.
I don't really get starstruck, because it's like in the business, I see like different people. So for him, I was like, whoa, this is so cool.
You need to get on those shows.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I want to.
Okay, that's another
call him.
And the last one, let me see, what did I write? If Warwick could use his powers and have a WWE match with anyone he wanted, who would it be?
I probably got, well, I want to go big, but I want to go small because I want to win. I mean, I would love to have a match. Oh, this is hard. Okay. I want to, it's like so many people. I'm thinking of Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, The Rock,
yeah.
John Cena. John Cena is huge. I don't know if I want to go against him. But he is funny, so maybe we could like slang jokes or something that he could be like, oh,
use
yeah.
Use comedy
man.
To yeah, I can like, use dismantle comedy. Him, like throw him off
and then, because he understands, he's like, oh, yeah, I see what you're trying to do. I'm going to slang some jokes with you, and then bang, I can hit him or something like that. So maybe I would say, no, actually, I'm going to say Shawn Michaels, because Shawn Michaels is one of my favorite all time wrestlers.
Why?
Yeah. Just his persona that he had when he used to wrestle. It was just amazing. I mean, I loved everyone else's personas too, but just how he carried himself, even though it's a character, but it was, I don't know, for me, it was real life for me. So he was really cool and someone that I looked up to and still look up to.
Talk about people watching.
Yes.
Because they are committed.
Yes.
To those characters.
And they
like
do
you
more
said, the personas.
Stunts than we
oh
do.
Oh my gosh.
It was, whew. Back then, I mean, it's calmed down a little. Because it's the PG era and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
I know back then what they used to do, going through cars, tables.
Yeah.
I mean, they still go through tables, but whew.
I know.
It was
it's like
crazy.
When I watch the, like when you think about like the World War II pilots, mm-hmm. like in real life.
Yeah.
The conditions.
Whew.
You know, like compared to now.
Yeah.
Where it's much more controlled and, but just
yeah.
when you're looking at the wrestlers back in the day.
Whew.
That's serious.
Yeah, it
that
was
serious.
It was crazy. Like, I know with a documentary came out with Andre the Giant, and it was talking about his life.
Oh, my gosh.
That was just...
Do you remember the name of that, the documentary?
Bigger Than Life,
okay.
I think. Yeah, Bigger
I'll
Than
Google
Life.
It, Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
What
it
an
was
amazing
interesting.
Guy. Wow.
He was. I heard in the documentary, he was, I think, 6 feet at 12 years old. It's like, whoa, and then he kept growing. It's like, whoa,
yeah.
6 feet, 12 years old. I'm not even that tall, and I'm 17.
Yeah.
Goodness.
And that hurts when you're
yeah.
growing that fast.
Yeah, I know it hurt him. And then his parents, like in the documentary, it said his parents weren't really worried about him and anything like that. And then as he grew older, they were like, oh, my gosh, you're still growing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. But Andre the Giant, he's an amazing wrestler. He was an amazing wrestler as well.
One thing... because your mom is here in the studio uh-huh. with us. So, you know, I'm going to kind of put her on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Say, hey,
I'm sure she'll love that. Hello.
Because
I wish you guys could see her. She looks so nervous.
She's so nervous.
Uh-oh. Look at her.
Your mom, Kia.
Oh, she blushing. Hello.
But one thing I wanted to say is, because it goes back to how crazy this business can be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a perfect world, moms are there to protect mm-hmm. and guide and support.
Yeah.
You know, and you've clearly had that.
Yeah.
You know, from day one. So.
Yeah, no, I have. Clap it up.
It's, yeah.
Go
yeah.
Kiki.
Thank you.
Kia.
I send thanks to Mama Kia.
Yeah.
You know.
Cause thank you.
Clearly you.
Oh.
You're like an old soul. You're an old soul.
Yeah. Someone told me that I was 20. Oh, they thought I was 20 today.
Right.
I feel so good about
yeah.
myself.
Well,
jeez. Woo, that was really cool.
It's just a moment. Just
yeah.
a moment.
Yeah. Man. It's all in the glasses. He's probably like, oh, yeah.
It's
he looks 17 now. Oh, gosh. Get him out of here.
Before we take off, tell everybody, are there any projects coming up that you want to talk about or that you want to kind of tease with, or you're just kind of looking forward to, fingers crossed, that Night Squad's coming back? Or
I mean, fingers crossed for Night Squad in general. But right now, I'm chilling. I'm taking a break, vacation for
the
summer.
That feels great.
Yeah.
You guys going to go anywhere, or just looking forward to chilling out?
Probably go back to D.C., probably. And then hopefully we can hit the Bahamas, Hawaii, maybe. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Disconnect and have some downtime.
Yeah. I need some downtime. I need some.
Where can people find you on the social media platforms?
Well, my Instagram is Amar, A-M-A-R-R, my name. And then Twitter is Amar Wooten, A-M-A-R-R-W-O-O-T-E-N.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea and Insta, Tammy Govea Official. It was lovely having you here today.
Thank you.
You
for
didn't
having
have
me.
You ain't gotta have another sprinkles.
I know. I was talking so much. I want some though. These are so good.
Thanks everyone for joining us. Until next time.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.